I'm smoking over 30 years, man. You know? Hey, look, I'm going to tell you what happened, what made me stop, right? I was holding like orientations, you know, trainings to teach the people how to drive, you know, to do this job here, right? And before we would have orientation, you know, I smoked cigarettes, man. I want to drink me some coffee, smoking a cigarette, right? We have in the classes over on 47th and King Drive. So I'm there, it's early, it's about 8 something. I don't have class till 9. So I'm like, man, I want a Lucy. I have those squares, right? So I walked down to the corner down to 47th in Indiana, and I said, So I go down to 47th in Indiana, you know, they got a little crowd out there. I'm like, I know somebody here selling Lucy. So I say, hey, we got squares. They said, man, we got squares. I'm like, all right, let me get two. They wanted $1 for one. I said, oh, okay, nah, I'm good. So I walked back and I found somebody who had two for $1, right? Okay, fast forward, day over with, I'm at home, I'm asleep. I have a dream, Mr. Essex, right? In the dream, I'm driving this nice sports car, man, like the car of my dreams that I always wanted, right? I'm gone. Pull up to a stop sign. Out of nowhere, this man appears like, I got loose cigarettes. $4 for $1. I said, what? In my mind, I started thinking how they try to charge me $1 for one cigarette. So I said, what'd you say? He said, $4 for $1. I said, man, run it. Bring it in. So he reached in the window, give me the cigarettes. I give him the money, right? Soon as I take the cigarettes out of his hand, boys come to me and said, man, I thought you promised me you was going to quit smoking cigarettes. I looked at the cigarettes, I started thinking, I said, well, I'm always promising God I'm going to quit. I said, you know what? After these 4 cigarettes, I'm going to quit, right? So I peel off in the dream, right? I hit the next corner and turn, bust that right. The road was over, Mr. Essex. It was nothing but water. Me and the brand new car flew in the water. I got my seatbelt on, everything. In the dream, I knew I was gone. I was done. I haven't smoked a cigarette since I had that dream, bro. Huh? Well, we need drivers.
You gotta have your own car?
No, you don't have to. We have cars as well. I'll send you the information.
Okay.
Huh?
I said I got my license.
Okay. Yep. So what's up with your the living situation there? They try to evict you still?
Yeah, I gotta go through the eviction.
They sent you the information? They said, okay. Yeah, they can't just put you out. Yeah, you have an inspector come out?
Gotcha.
Make sure you have an inspector come out, bro. Because if it's anything wrong, you don't got to pay them no money. If it's an outlet that's not covered, not working, anything.
Yeah, I got an outlet in my bedroom. That's
yep. Make sure you have an inspector come out and inspect anything. That's your right as a tenant to have inspectors come out. And if it's anything wrong, anything else wrong physically that you can see that the landlord should have fixed.
What about rodents?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's, make sure you have an inspector come out there. Yeah, you make sure you have an inspector, you let them know what's going on. Yeah, and then they'll have to hold that off until you have an inspector come. Yeah.
I got that house
choice voucher. Okay. Yeah. You're gonna be all right.
Yeah.
I'm tripping on, like, I have no problem with, like, helping anyone that needs a place, like the immigrants here. But it's so many of us that's here, man, that need a place to stay, that need help. You So what you gonna do? Put me out in the street,
right?
And get in a place to stay, right?
Right. That's what I'm trying to do. That don't make no sense.
That's crazy. Right. That's it. Man, I work with the homeless, you know, and got people sleeping out in tents that's been sleeping in tents for years.
Right.
You know, families, man, with kids sleeping out in tents here.
Right. Well,
you know, no. That's just ridiculous, man. Yep. That little girl, I don't know if you saw it on the news, got stabbed in her chest. They still haven't found the person who killed. But I had the lady who's a friend of the mama in the car yesterday. And the little girl who just got killed, her brother got killed 6 months ago at the McDonald's over there on 95th by the damn run. That was her brother. And matter of fact, her brother, she had two brothers. The one that got killed, she got another, well, had because she's not here anymore. But both her brothers got shot at that McDonald's and her mother. So the mother's only got one child left. Girl, it's a shame, man. And when I was coming up, man, somebody getting killed or all that going on downtown? No, man. That was not a thought to happen, man. Yeah, none of that, man. And I'm 52.
I'm 51.
You know what I mean? Man, that wasn't happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Man, it's crazy. Yeah. I got a cousin, right? When she said she stayed, but over on Honorary, right? She said that her daughter saw two, and her daughter's a little kid. She was scared to come home from school. Saw one kid rob another kid. Kids, man, not even 12 years old. Told them, say, if you say something, if you run, I'm going to shoot you. Wow. That's scary. That's just crazy. Yeah. Matter of fact, I gotta call this lady and tell her to pick her up after I drop you off. She's not far from you. Huh?
I said it's a pretty smooth job,
man. Yeah, until you get all them rides. All at the same time. Like I had you at 7:30, had another ride at 7:30. That's why I had to call, had to get an Uber for you. Huh? Yeah. But I mean, it's nice because you don't have somebody standing over your back. You know? But yeah, I like to get the people, like to get y'all there on time. Because, you know, my brother started this company. And, you know, with the idea, because my mom used to have to take this transportation before she passed, like the Pace buses and stuff. She had to go to dialysis. And, man, they would never come on time, bro. And it made a situation that was stressful already a whole lot more stressful. So, you know, I gave mom a kidney, man, so she didn't have to go through that anymore. But it's just the times when she had to do it, man. She waiting for them, they don't come on time, they don't call. Real. But yeah, bro, it's gonna be all right. They ain't gonna work out. Haven't eaten meat in 10 days. Yep. No, just my wife wanted to do this vegetarian challenge for a month. So for a month. No meat. I mean vegetables.
No meat.
Only vegetables. So my day be like, you know, normally like when I'm driving, I get a little hung. I go right over here to Wendy's. Grab me a Days Double. Get the fries and everything. But now I might just go get some fries. No meat, you know what I mean? And then you know me, I don't even want no fries all the time. So I just be like, all right, forget it. I just wait, take it home and make some. I lost some weight though.
Yeah, I had got down to 235, but I don't gain it back.
Yeah. Because
I was at 246 and I got down to 235. I'm starting to eat.
Yeah.
Gain it back.
Like, oh, man. Brother, that's just every time I go into the kitchen, bro,
right.
I open the refrigerator. Don't even want nothing, man. Just open the refrigerator out of habit, bro.
Right.
Man. Yeah, so I know how that goes. A lot of sodium in this food, man. I don't get it. Yeah.
Got some legs on them, man.
Yeah.
I barely sent to see Kiko grind.
Yeah, I saw, that's the second one I saw grind one. You're right, I don't normally see. Oh, man, Mr. Essex. Was it the day before yesterday? I was driving out Ashley, man. This dude, probably like maybe 18 at the most, 19. He was on a scooter and he was going on this way, but it was a car turning. He wasn't paying attention. The van that was turning almost hit him. He just barely missed him, right? He on the scooter going over in the traffic, and his 18-wheeler is coming, man. Missed him by that much. Nope, he wasn't watching nothing. He was just riding, almost got killed.
Yeah.
Twice, he got smacked by that 18-wheeler.
Right.
He had been done.
Yeah.
Jeez, man.
He got some of them riding in the traffic coming back this way.
Yeah, and that's, you're not even supposed to do that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You're supposed to ride with the traffic.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Man, you know what? When does it play? Tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow.
I'm going to play it. You should play it too.
Yeah, I'll record the month I'm going to play.
Yeah. Don't forget me if you win.
I got you,
bro.
I got you.
Yeah.
They say in California, somebody won $1 million out the pot.
What?
Just give me some out the pot. I'm cool.
Yeah, for real. Yep. Man, it'll be what I have right now.
Right.
Jimmy who?
Dick Buckley.
Oh, wow.
Man.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
He said that's why the band won last night.
Yeah. Yeah, he pulled some strings for him up there.
Yeah, man.
He was old, wasn't he?
Yeah, they say he was
18. Yeah. 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 Band won, huh? I saw that on the news. I was like, oh, okay. That's how we going. You watched the game?
Yeah, I checked it out, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, because that last game they had, man, had a lead like that and lost still.
Yeah.
No, man, come on. That's crazy, man.
Y'all had the lead, man, and y'all lost. Y'all let them boys come back and beat y'all.
You know, that's just ridiculous. So you think they're gonna turn the season around?
I don't know, man. We'll see.
Yeah.
I can't say, man,
because
they iffy, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't know.
And then Justin, man, I'm like, man, what are you doing, bro?
Right. They iffy, man. I don't
want to
say. And jinx
them. Right. Yeah, we won't say nothing, man. We just let them play.
Right, just let them go and do their thing, you know what I'm saying?
you got up for the weekend? You gonna have some fun, huh?
I don't know, man. I just laid back doing nothing.
Hey, that's fun too, man. Resting that body up, man. All that wear and tear we put on them. Mm. I'd be glad when I can just do nothing for a change.
Right, just chill.
Yeah, just chill, bro, you know?
I
get a day I can sleep in the bed past 9. That's sleeping in late for me.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Hey, let me get you the sign for me. You know I got
right.
That dope for
you. You gonna send me the info?
Yeah, I'm gonna send you that info as well.
Okay.